Welcome to the Cool Kids Reader Seaters podcast. This week's episode, we picked a comedy from Abbott and Costello entitled Lion Hunting. Our cast features Andrew Lebo, Brittany Lamb, Corey Jeanette, Renee Caraballo, Harrison Lamb, and Sean Marshbanks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Lion Hunting.
Bud and Lou go hunting. A.K.A. lion hunting.
C-A-M-E-L-N.
That's right, folks. C for comedy, A for Abbott, M for Maxwell, E for Ennis, L for Lou Costello. Yes, they spell camels. Your taste will tell you about camels' rich, full flavor. Your throat will welcome camels' cool mildness. So drop a chair for tonight's show, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Hey, Costello, will you listen to me, please? Did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie Stebbins last Saturday?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I say, did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie Stebbins last Saturday?
Yeah, and a terrible thing happened. A great big bear sneaked up behind us, grabbed Uncle Artie's gun out of his hands, and stuck it in his back.
What did Uncle Artie do?
What could he do? He married the bear's daughter.
Never mind that. Did you see any big game?
I saw a giraffe, but I didn't shoot him. He had a sore throat.
Well, there's nothing worse than a giraffe with a sore throat.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
A centipede with corns.
You dummy. I didn't think you ever went hunting in your life, and I don't believe you did. I bet you haven't even got a hunting license.
Have two. Here it is.
Wait a minute. This is no hunting license. This is a picture of Hedy Lamarr.
Hey, you hunt what you like, and I'll hunt what I like.
You a hunter? Why, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? My brother-in-law used to hunt alligators.
Alligators?
Yeah, one time an alligator was just about to attack my brother-in-law. I fired off both barrels of my trusty rifle.
Did you kill the alligator?
You see this wallet?
You an alligator?
No, genuine brother-in-law.
Talk sense. Come here, look at this. You see this picture? Now, I caught all these rabbits last winter. Now, how many you say there are?
876.
That's exactly right. Wait a minute. How'd you guess it?
Oh, I just count the legs and divide by four.
Costello, haven't you ever been in Africa on a safari?
No, but I've been in New York on safari.
A safari in New York?
Yeah, the Staten Island Safari. And also the Hoboken Safari.
Oh, now, come on. That's ridiculous.
There's lots of safaris around there.
Hey, listen to me, though. You should have been with me on my elephant hunt. Oh, there I was, surrounded by elephants. One big bull elephant started towards me. I said to myself, I'm trapped. Abbott, you're trapped. Should I run or stand here and shoot the bull?
Nah, you've been doing all right up to now.
All right. Well, I shot him. The elephant fell and broke a tusk.
Broke a what?
A tusk. Tusk.
A tusk to you, too, and a couple of poo-poos.
A tusk is valuable. We use 50,000 elephants a year just to make billiard balls.
My, how do they train those big clumsy beasts to do such delicate work?
I can see you know nothing about elephants.
I once hunted elephants in India with an old acquaintance of mine, and an elephant sat on him. Someday I gotta go back there.
Why?
To scrape up an old acquaintance. Hey, Abbott, did you ever shoot a zebra?
Yes, I did.
Could I have that zebra skin?
What do you want with a zebra skin?
And my Aunt Minnie is in Alcatraz and she needs a new fur coat.
That's silly, Costello. I have a stuffed rhinoceros you can have. Of course, you know what a rhinoceros is, don't you?
Oh, sure, that's a hippopotamus with a radiator cap. Now, come on out there. I know you're breathing.
All right. Costello, this is the last week of the big game hunting season. Now, tomorrow I'm going hunting in the High Sierras, and I'd like you to come along with me.
Thanks, Abbott. Say, you've done a lot of hunting. What do they call those little flies that buzz around the animals?
Gnats.
I asked you a civil question. What do they call those little flies?
Gnats. Gnats.
And gnats to you too, brother.
No, you dummy. Gnats are the flies that annoy the animals. Of course, some of them have ticks.
Well, why don't they take the sticks and give those flies a good thrashing?
I didn't say sticks. I said ticks. For instance, there's deer's ticks.
The deer ticks?
Oh, certainly deer ticks.
Well, who wound them up?
Oh, nobody wound them up.
Well, then what makes them tick? Somebody must have slipped a groom in his gruel.
Costello, when I say... Listen to me, please. When I say ticks, I don't mean the deer ticks. I mean deer ticks.
Abbott, let me smell your breath.
Oh, come on, please, talk sense. The deer has ticks, and the ticks bother the deer.
They used to bother me, too, when I went to school.
Ticks bothered you in school?
Yeah, arithmetics, mathematics. And one time, a tick got me in trouble with the teacher.
Oh, now wait a minute. How could a tick get you in trouble with the teacher?
I kicked my tongue out at the teacher, and she trounced the tweed of my trousers with a twap. Now,
Costello. Look, Lou, I'm talking about animal ticks. Hundreds of animals in the woods have ticks.
Ooh, that must be a pretty sound. When hundreds of animals get together and they all start ticking at once.
No, no, listen, Costello, listen to me. Deer have ticks. Elks have ticks. And one, my father shot a moose with ticks. Now what are you talking about?
Sure, your mother's moose ticks.
Oh, now, Costello, you're more stupid every day. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to say to you. I've tried and I've tried to improve your mind, but it just can't seem to get anywhere.
Why don't you face it, Abbott? You're a failure. Well, here I am, Abbott, and I'm all ready to go hunting with you up in the mountains.
Oh, that's fine, Costello. How's your hunting equipment?
I got the best, Abbott. Look, Colonel Wilde's old address book.
Costello, hunting is a serious sport. Now, suppose you came face to face with a big Bruin. What would you do?
Ask him for a ticket to the Rose Bowl game.
You know, Marilyn Maxwell and Skinny Annis are going to meet us at the hunting lodge. And I hope you brought something along.
I did. I brought a quart of bourbon in case somebody gets the chills. What are you bringing, Abbott?
The chills. Costello, did you bring a gun?
Why, yes, here it is. This is my sawed-off shotgun.
Wait a minute, where's the handle?
Yeah, how do you like that? I saw it off the wrong end.
Well, come on, Costello. Marilyn and Skinny are waiting for us at the hunting lodge in the mountains. Let's go.
Well, hiya, fat, flabby, and flat-headed.
Aw, now wait a minute. Don't insult Costello, Skinny. Don't be a pill.
Skinny ain't no pill. He's too long and narrow.
Well, thank you, Costello.
You're a capsule. You're a funny-looking hunter, Skinny. Do you know anything about guns?
I know guns inside and out. Why, man, when I was a kid with the circus, they used to shoot me out of an air rifle. What do you know about hunting, Costello?
Have you seen that big bear rug in my living room?
Sure.
Well, I shot that bear myself. What a battle. It was either me or the bear.
Well, I'm glad it was the bear. You'd make an awful lumpy rug.
Hey, look, Costello, here comes Marilyn Maxwell.
Hiya, boys! And hello, Lewis. Lewis, honey, my chubby little chunkling chipmunk.
Marilyn, my sugar-coated sharpshooter. Plug me with the buckshot of your kisses.
Ah, Lewis, honey, how do you like my hunting outfit? Saks Fifth Avenue.
Hey, get a load of mine. Army surplus.
Aw, Lewis, it's gonna be fun hunting with you. What's your favorite wild game?
Post office.
Lewis, post office isn't a wild game.
It is the way I play it.
Aw, Lewis, my little snowman, come melt in my arms.
Gee, Marilyn, when I'm close to you like this, I just can't seem to break away.
Why not?
My nose is caught in the trigger of your shotgun.
Well, Lewis, if you'll excuse me, I'll go up to the hunting lodge to freshen up. And as they say in Spanish, mañana noches to you.
And your mama's own nightshirt to you, too.
Hey, Costello, look up on that mountaintop. Now there's a mother stork and two little storks.
Yeah. Abbott, can I ask you a question?
Well, certainly.
When the mama stork talks things over with the little storks, who does she say brings the babies?
Help! Help!
Beg your pardon, partners. Is there a skinny hombre in your party?
Yes, there is. Why?
Well, you'd better go over there and get him. A gopher just dragged him down into a hole.
Who are you, stranger?
I'm the game warden.
Yeah? What's your game, warden?
You want to know my game, partner? I'll tell you. It's Parcheesy. But being up here in the wild country so much, I trained 3 little skunks to play bridge with me.
Ah, is it a steep game?
No, we only play for a tenth of a cent.
Warden, we're after some big game. Have you seen any hereabouts?
Hereabouts? Abbott, I thought we came up here to shoot deer. I wouldn't shoot a poor little hereabouts for anything in the world. Anybody that would shoot a little hereabouts and make a widow out of a sheabouts ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. How about it, Warden? Is there any big game around here?
Well, there's a ferocious mountain lion that has been terrorizing the countryside. He's been killing the farmers' chickens, and he's even been stealing eggs.
At the price eggs are now, I don't blame him.
There's a reward of $1,000 to the man that gets that mountain lion. One of you boys ought to trap him.
Which one of us would you suggest?
Why don't you try, Tubby? You've got the biggest trap.
Oh, ow, don't beat us anymore. Oh, don't beat us anymore. Please stop. Don't beat us.
Hey, who are those guys?
That's the Nebraska football team.
Under Coach Bernie Masterson, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers football team went 5-13-0 in 1946 and 47.
Now, remember, if you shoot that lion, I'll give you $1,000 for his skin. I need it to make stockings.
What kind of stockings can you make out of lion skin?
Not lion stockings. So long, lardhead.
Hey, you hear that, fellas? The lion's just north of us.
Oh, which way? South.
Come here, you coward. You're afraid. You're not afraid to take a chance, you understand?
Yeah.
Now, take this cane, you see it?
Yeah.
The lion won't bite you if you're carrying a cane.
Yeah, but how fast do I have to be carrying the cane? I ain't monkeying around with no lion, Abbott. The last time I saw a lion was in the Adirondack Mountains.
What happened?
I snapped at the lion, then the lion snapped at me, and then something whizzed past.
What was it?
Kansas City.
Shh, quiet. I hear something. Listen.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
Oh, I love you. Ouch.
Costello, what was that?
Yeah, it was 2 porcupines necking.
All right, Costello. All right, now, take it easy, kid. I'm right in the back of you. Don't worry about me. Here's the mouth of the cave. Now, go in there. That's a pal for you. I let you go in and get the lion, didn't I?
You want me to go in and get the lion?
Certainly. I'm your friend.
Why don't you go in and get the lion?
Oh, what do you mean? You want me to go in? I have a family.
Oh, what do I got?
Well, never mind what you've got. You go ahead and get that lion.
Okay.
Hey, what's the matter? You scared? Look at you. Your knees are knocking.
I always knock before I enter a cave.
Take it easy. Buck up, Costello. And remember, make the lion believe you're not afraid of him.
I couldn't be that deceitful.
You've got to think of those poor people who've lost their cattle and their chickens and their eggs on account of that lion. How can you face them, Costello? Think of it. How can you face them when they may be starving?
How can I face that lion? He may be starving too.
Oh, there you are, Lewis, honey. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I know you're going in that cave and kill that lion just for me.
I am?
Yes. And Lewis, honey, I'd do anything for you. Why, I'd climb the highest mountain. I'd swim the deepest river.
How do you like that? Here I am facing death, and this dame is going to go out climbing and swimming. Okay, I'll go in, but if that lion runs out, don't nobody shoot at him.
Why not?
I may be inside of him. Gee, it's certainly dark in this lion's cave.
Why don't you light a match?
Who said that?
It's me, the lion.
What do you know? A talking lion. I gotta tell Abbott, Skinny, and Marilyn about this.
Oh, no, no, you must never tell anyone. I'm a hermit, and I hate people. I wear this lion skin to scare them away. I live in this cave all alone.
How'd you find this cave with all the housing shortage?
I subleased it from a bear that went on the road with a skating act.
You must get lonesome here all alone. Why don't you get a roommate?
I had a roommate, an elk. And then the meat shortage came along.
You mean that,
Well, you see that tooth hanging on this watch chain?
Yeah.
That ain't mine.
Look, Mr. Hermit, my girl is outside. I promised her I'd bring out the lion. Give me that lion skin and I'll take it out there and everybody will think you're dead and nobody will bother you anymore.
Here, take the skin. Goody, goody. Now, I can be a real hermit and then I won't be bothered by Lucille Ball, Betty Grable, or Marilyn Maxwell.
Gee, do they call you?
No, and that's what bothers me.
Say, look, here comes Costello out of the cave.
Oh, my hero! Look, he has the lion skin!
Costello?
Yeah?
You've hunted a lot of big game. Tell me, did you ever hunt bear?
I can't, Abbott. The bushes tickle me. Once I saw a mink, though. I saw a mink playing in the woods.
Ah, Louis, honey, my brave adventurer! Someday, you must take me hunting with you.
I will, Marilyn, my love, and you can ride on my Papa Jackass.
A Papa Jackass? How do you know he's married?
All jackasses are married.
Oh, my hero. Let's celebrate tonight. We'll go to the smartest restaurant for dinner, see the best show in town, and then visit all the swanky nightclubs.
Oh, boy, what a tough battle. But I won. Hey, Abbott, there's that lion's skin.
Wait a minute, Costello. There's something phony about this. Turn that skin over. Aha! I thought so! There's a label on that lion's skin, Costello. Come on, read it.
Eastern Columbia, Broadway at night.
By the way, Costello, the December 10th issue of Look magazine has printed the pictures of your big barbecue party for the kids.
Yeah? Did you see it, Abbott?
I did. I saw your picture, your wife's picture, your kids' pictures, and my picture. But I didn't see my wife Betty's picture. And I know they took Betty's picture. Now, where's my wife's picture? Why wasn't it in there?
Well, the fellow that took your wife's picture couldn't develop it.
Why not?
He was afraid to go into the dark room with it alone.
Oh, good night, folks.
Yeah.
This has been Bud and Lou Go Hunting, a.k.a. Lion Hunting. Thank you and good night.